All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, beginning tonight, we will see the beginning of the 2016 NBA Finals and what I am dubbing as Super Fight 2. This is a rematch of last year's NBA Finals. And if you look at the history of the NBA Finals, the team that has lost in the previous year in the NBA Finals rematch comes back the following year and is 7-7. The most recent team to knock off the previous winner in the NBA Finals who defeated them, you have to go back just a very short time to 2014 when the San Antonio Spurs came back and knocked off the Miami Heat after losing to them in seven games in 2013. The last time that you had a repeat NBA champion who defeated the same team, you have to go back to the 1998 Chicago Bulls who knocked off the Utah Jazz. And just like they did to the Jazz in 97, the Bulls got past Utah in six games. Now, this time around, the Cavs are expecting things to be a little bit different for a variety of reasons. Number one, they have a different head coach. David Blatt was let go earlier this year, and he was replaced by assistant coach Tyronn Lue. And Tyronn Lue has done things a little bit different. He has really concentrated on his rotations, and he's also concentrated on ball movement while also relying on his star players in Kyrie Irving, LeBron James, and Kevin Love. But you have this Golden State Warriors team. They went 73-9 in the regular season, and they did that by taking everybody's best punch. We saw what happened in the Western Conference Finals when the Oklahoma City Thunder pushed this Warriors team to the brink. They had Golden State down 3-1 in the series at one point before the Warriors were able to come back with a vengeance and win the final three games. Now you have superstars on both sides. You have LeBron James for the Cavaliers, who is a multiple-time MVP. You have Steph Curry for the Golden State Warriors, who is the reigning two-time NBA MVP. And you look at a guy like LeBron James, he is a little bit frustrated because of the fact that Curry became the first player in NBA history to be a unanimous pick to be the league's MVP. And LeBron James took a little bit of offense to that, especially since he finished third in the voting, not second, but third. Now you look at the small ball for the Golden State Warriors, and this has been a staple of this team for the past few years. And when I say small ball, you look at Steph Curry at point guard and Klay Thompson, and of course Draymond Green, and the facilitating that he does for this team as he can score, play D, get rebounds, he passes the ball, and more importantly, he knows how to get into the heads of opponents. But you look at the big three for the Cavaliers this time around, and they are healthy. Remember, last year when the NBA Finals rolled around, there was no Kevin Love for the Cavaliers as he was lost in the first round to the Boston Celtics with a shoulder injury. Then you had Kyrie Irving, who suffered that fractured kneecap in game one, and he was on the shelf for the rest of the series. This time around, these guys are healthy and they are playing well as a collective unit. You look at rebounding, and for Cleveland, it's going to come down to a guy like Tristan Thompson having to step up and can be consistent throughout this entire series. Aside from Tristan Thompson, you also look at LeBron James and, of course, Kevin Love. And Kevin Love is leading the Cavs throughout the playoffs with nearly 10 rebounds per contest, and he's going to have to keep that up as this Warriors team is going to attempt to get physical with him on the interior. Now, speaking of rebounding for the Golden State Warriors, Steve Kerr has the luxury of just simply throwing big bodies out there at the center position in Maurice Spates, Andrew Bogut, and Festus Ezeli, while you also have a guy who really hasn't been that much of a factor so far in the postseason, and Anderson Varejão. And he could be because of the fact that, number one, he did play for the Cavs earlier this year, and there could be a little bit of a revenge factor. But you look at guys like Draymond Green, even Steph Curry is another guy that knows how to mix it up on the boards. Now, the matchups I'm looking at Andre Iguodala going up against LeBron James. Again, last year in the finals, this was a key matchup which really decided the series. You go back to game four when Warriors head coach Steve Kerr put Iguodala in the starting lineup, and he played that defense on LeBron James, and that really changed things, and that led Iguodala to being the finals MVP. This time around, it is going to be a little bit different because I do expect Iguodala to be on James as much as possible to attempt to frustrate him with his length, but there are more viable options around James this time in both Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving. You look at the matchup with Kevin Love and Draymond Green, and is Kevin Love going to allow Draymond Green to get into his head? That is going to be a big factor. Then, like I've talked about with the big guys, with Spates, Azeli, and Bogut, these are guys that Steve Kerr just maximizes their time when they're on the floor, and he just looks at it, you know what, put all of them together, and they are just one collective center for him. We remember last year in the NBA Finals when Matthew Dellavedova did frustrate Steph Curry for a few games, and then the Warriors did make the adjustments. I do see this time around Tyronn Lue trying to put Dellavedova on Curry as much as possible, but I really don't think that his defense is going to be that much of a factor on the reigning MVP. One matchup that I will be paying attention to is Iman Shumpert guarding Klay Thompson, and Shumpert is one of the better defenders in the league when he is focused, and that's going to be the big thing. How focused is Iman Shumpert for this entire series, and will he be able to frustrate the deep shooting ability of Klay Thompson? Now, some reserves on each side that could have big factors in this series. I look for Channing Frye and Richard Jefferson for Cleveland. These two ex-Arizona Wildcats, they're veteran players. You have a guy like Richard Jefferson. He has not been to the NBA Finals since 2003. He lost a pair of NBA Finals as a member of the New Jersey Nets. And at this point, as a veteran player, he knows that opportunities like this don't come around that often, so he wants to make the most of it. On the flip side, for the Golden State Warriors, I look at a guy like Harrison Barnes, who a lot of people might want to say that, you know what, he hasn't been able to live up to the moment. It's not that Harrison Barnes hasn't been able to live up to the moment. It's the fact that there are so many shots to go around for the team during the game. And I tell you right now, for the majority of the teams in the NBA, if Harrison Barnes was on those squads, he would easily average 17 points per game. So he is a guy that can be a factor. I also look at Sean Livingston, as he gives Steve Kerr another solid ball handler coming off the bench, as well as Leandro Barbosa, because he brings that speed element. And I think this is going to be a great series. You look at Tyronn Lue, he has known how to make adjustments through this Cavaliers team during the regular season, but I want to see what type of adjustments that he's going to make in the postseason. He really hasn't been pushed, for that matter, as the Cavaliers basically breezed through the Eastern Conference playoffs. Now, Steve Kerr, of course, you go back to last year in the postseason in the NBA Finals, where he did have to make that adjustment when Golden State was down 2-1 to Cleveland heading into Game 4, and it did work out, and the Warriors would win the final three games of that series. Kerr, this time around, he still has that laid-back approach, but he knows that he has a team that it really wants to go out there and do it again. I've said it before this week, and I will say it again. LeBron James is hungry. This is his 7th trip overall to the NBA Finals, his 6th consecutive trip. You look at James right now, and his NBA Finals record is 2-4. He does not want to take another loss, as of course he would be 2-5. But I will say this, LeBron James as a man is hungry to win that NBA championship. The Golden State Warriors as a team are hungry, and I cannot say that about everybody on the Cleveland Cavaliers roster. I think that is going to be the difference in this series. I think Cleveland plays much, much better than what they did last year, but the Golden State Warriors simply are still the better team. And just like the Warriors beat the Cavaliers last year in 6 games, I think this year's NBA Finals will be decided in 6 games once again. So that is the way that I see it playing out. I want to take this time to thank all of you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Please be advised that 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, as they are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets, and there will be plenty of fun and excitement with us and the Cyclones this summer down at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports, and like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care, have a wonderful day, and enjoy those NBA finals that begin tonight.